Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Wommen, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching focusing on knowing God was recorded at a recent Gospel Truth seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
This is how you begin to start knowing God. You're going to have to realize that He's not going to show up and come sit in a chair and just talk to you in an audible voice. You aren't going to see a visible manifestation. You aren't going to have goosebumps go up and down your spine. You aren't going to have dreams and visions and revelations. All of those things can happen, and they have happened. But you know what? They don't happen very often, and they don't happen to the majority of people. I have never seen a vision. Now, I've had things in my heart, like I was describing, where I see things. But it's the same way that if you said, picture an apple. I saw it like that in my mind's eye. It wasn't an open vision. I had my eyes closed. And the moment I opened my eyes, that goes away. I've never had an open vision. I've never heard an audible voice. I've never been physically caught up in the presence of God. And I'm not saying that those things don't exist, but I'm saying they don't happen very often. They don't happen to the majority of people. If you are going to know God, you are going to have to start opening up your heart and come to know Him through your spirit. And you can get to where you know Him in your spirit to such a degree that it's better than seeing. Faith is better than sight. We walk by faith and not by sight. And I know some of you are thinking, oh man, I can't relate to this. But this is what God made us for. What Paul was writing of, this is normal Christianity. Today, if you begin to start walking like that, everybody will call you a weirdo. They'll say you're a hypocrite. You're a fanatic. But you know what? This is the way that God made us to be. You know, one last example, and I'll quit with this. And then tomorrow, I got a lot of really good things to share with you about to go on from here. But I remember when I saw the show, The Passion of the Christ, I'd had friends who went to see that, and they were so touched, so overwhelmed by it, that I honestly went there praying and believing God to just have a supernatural experience. I was expecting for the crucifixion of Jesus to come alive on the inside of me. And I am not critical of Mel Gibson, you know, for making that film. Some people criticized him. Mel Gibson said himself that it was actually much gorier than what he depicted. He had to tone it down because it would have been triple X rated and nobody would have gone to see it. So I'm not critical of Mel Gibson, but here's what I'm saying. I was actually disappointed with the show. And the reason why is because what they were depicting on the screen wasn't as real as what I had on the inside. I was disappointed. It was like, man, this is nothing compared to what the real crucifixion of Jesus was like. It was a million times worse than that movie depicted it. For instance, in Isaiah chapter 52, it says that he was so abused, it says that his face was worse than any man's face that has ever lived on the earth. I've had people come to me that had one guy had his nose and mouth eaten off with cancer, and he had a towel over his face and wanted me to pray for him, and I had to make him take the towel away, and you could see up inside of his face. Jesus looked worse than that. I had a man come to me that his eye was eaten away and cancer was hanging out here in a big ball and stuff. Jesus looked worse than that. That's what Isaiah 52:14 says. And then it goes on to say that his form was so marred that he didn't even look human. You know, in The Passion of the Christ, it showed an abused, beaten Jesus, but he still looked like a human body. The Bible says he didn't look human. And without me teaching on this, I believe that the way it happened was that every sickness, every disease that has ever hit the human race entered into Jesus' physical body. He bore all of our sickness in his own body. Every deformity, elephantitis, every tumor, every vile thing that has ever hit the human race came into the physical body of Jesus. See, Mel Gibson didn't depict that. All he did was show the Roman beating. And as bad as that was like scratching the surface. And plus, it didn't go into the spiritual effect of it. Jesus didn't just taste death in the sense that he took a little bit of sin and a little bit of our punishment. Jesus literally became sin, is what the Bible says. 2 Corinthians 5:21. He became sin for us. He didn't have just a token amount of sin placed in him. Jesus became every vile thing that has ever hit the human race. Every pedophile, every homosexual, every murderer, every liar, every adulterer, that sin entered into his body. And the shame and the guilt that all of that sin produces. Just take your worst night ever, your worst day, the worst thing that has ever happened, every vile thing that you've ever felt. Jesus felt exactly that, multiplied billions and billions and billions of times over for every person who's ever sinned on the earth. Mel Gibson couldn't depict that in that show. And you know, as I was watching all of this, I was thinking, I was praying, and I said, God, this is so, I don't know what the proper word is, but this is so trite compared to what the real crucifixion of Jesus was like. It nearly doesn't even do it justice, because all it was doing was depicting the Roman beating. It wasn't showing all of these other things. And I was saying, God, what's wrong with me? Is something wrong with me? And he spoke to me and he said, Andrew, through the power of the Holy Spirit, you have seen and experienced the crucifixion in more reality than my apostles who were there present and saw it. Because they were only seeing in the physical realm. They didn't know what I knew, that all of the shame and the guilt and the sin of the world was entering into Jesus. They didn't understand that all of the sickness of the whole human race was entering into him. They didn't understand that Jesus could have called 10,000 angels and have come down from that cross. They were looking at it and they were confused, thinking Jesus was defeated. They didn't have the spiritual perception. The Holy Spirit hadn't revealed these things to them. And the Lord told me, he says, my crucifixion has had a bigger impact on you than it had on my disciples who were watching the crucifixion until after the resurrection, when God opened up their heart and showed this to them. He says, it's more real to you than it was the people who were sitting there watching it. You know, I've taken Scripture and meditated hundreds and hundreds of times, and the Holy Spirit has made the crucifixion of Jesus come alive. And I really believe that it's better what I've seen and experienced. It's more real. It's more life impacting on me nearly 2,000 years later than it was the people who saw it. Man, that is just some kind of awesome. See, when you start operating in the Spirit, when you come to know things by the Spirit and not by the flesh, we aren't missing anything by being 2,000 years later. We aren't missing anything by not seeing Him. We're actually having an advantage because we can know Him in the Spirit, and we don't have the physical flesh standing there to hinder us from perceiving who Jesus really is. You can know God. Know Him in the sense that I've been talking about throughout this entire conference. You can know Him in a close, intimate, personal way, but you're going to have to do it through the Spirit. God is a Spirit, and if you worship Him, you must worship Him in spirit and in truth. And brothers and sisters, most of us are so carnal that being spiritual is foreign to our nature. But when you get born again, you now are changed. God has given you this ability, but you're going to first of all have to open up and acknowledge it, and you're going to have to start entertaining something and going beyond your five senses. You're going to have to start knowing Him based on what the Word of God says. The Word that He speaks unto us, those are spirit and they are life. John 6:63. God's Word reveals things to us, and you're going to have to get to where you read it in the Word and trust what you read and start allowing your spirit to experience this. You're going to have to start seeing things by the Spirit and not see things by the flesh. Well, that's powerful. I'll tell you what, if you've listened tonight, I've shared some things with you that could radically change your relationship with God. And then tomorrow, I'm going to be sharing a lot of other things that will really help you. But this is a pivotal thing right here. I don't think most of us, it's just so seldom that we see anybody who walks by faith. And because of it, we look around and just think that this is the way it's supposed to be. that we're all supposed to be depressed and defeated and discouraged and have fear and all of this. And we're supposed to just let the physical things of this world dominate us. It doesn't have to be that way. You can walk in a spirit realm where the physical realm is not defeating you and not destroying you. You can know God in the Spirit and in truth. We can walk in the Spirit. You have this capability. This isn't just for the super saint. This is for every born-again believer. And man, this is powerful. But you know what? You've got to, first of all, hear somebody say that it's possible before you can even start moving in that direction. And I don't think most people even think this is possible. Most people just think that you can't know God. I haven't seen, nor ear heard, neither has entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for him, period. But no, it goes on to say, but God has revealed them unto us by His Spirit. You can know God through the Spirit. And what a wonderful thing. And this is one of the reasons that you must receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You get a born-again spirit when you get saved, but the Holy Spirit comes and gives you spiritual understanding. Romans 5:5 says, the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts through the Holy Spirit. Jesus said that the Holy Spirit will take of me and show it unto you. He will reveal things unto you. John 14:26, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, when He has come, will teach you all things and lead you into all truth and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I've spoken unto you. I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit is not just an added blessing that gives a little different dimension to your life. He is essential. You need the ministry of the Holy Spirit. You need the Holy Spirit quickening you. The gifts of the Holy Spirit. Speaking in tongues is one of the most powerful things you can do because it just makes you shut down your five senses and start operating in the spiritual realm. You know what? When you speak in tongues, the Bible even says in Isaiah chapter 28, it with stammering lips and another tongue, and it's foolishness is what the world says. Your own mind will tell you this is silly. I'm saying gibberish. And you know what? For you to keep speaking in tongues, you have to get beyond your five senses. And you have to start operating in faith. You can't speak in tongues over a prolonged period of time without operating in faith. And that's one of the great benefits. It just forces you to move into a spiritual realm and get into a faith realm. I tell you, speaking in tongues is a powerful, powerful, powerful gift.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach from his series entitled, Knowing God. This teaching series was recorded at a recent Gospel Truth seminar in Chicago, Illinois. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Request series R1058 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The third CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RK143 titled Knowing God by Faith when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111. Or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today. So